I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-minute reset. Today I'm thinking about the concept of looking up, glancing at, and staring at the cross. And I'm talking about not just a cross, but a crucifix or a picture of Jesus hanging on the cross. And this is especially important when we suffer. And as leaders and as people in life, professionals, in our personal lives, we all suffer. One of the great tragedies in life is that people hide their suffering from one another, which only makes us feel more isolated when we do suffer. One of the best things, and somebody just said this to me recently, just look at Jesus on the cross. And it's great to keep a crucifix or a picture of Jesus on the cross in your office and around you at all times so you can just say, you went through something so difficult that whatever I'm going through now, you are with me and you can relate to me and I can connect it to you and even offer it to you on the cross, Jesus. And somebody, I heard this great talk by a nun named Sister Bethany Madonna, and she said something I've always wondered about. She said, and even though for decency's sake, we put a cloth around Jesus, when he was on the cross, he was naked. And for him to be exposed like that and suffer physically the way he did, humiliated and suffering, if we can just reconnect to that, it can give us the courage and the hope and the strength to deal with whatever we're dealing with at work or in our personal lives.
Usually our default when we're struggling or we feel like all just in a knot inside or we're confused about ourselves or path in life is to look inside of ourselves further, try to find the answer to the problem. Right? Our brains are problem-solving computers. They're beautiful, and they start doing their job even when it's not helpful. Usually what's the most helpful is to get your eyes out of yourself because the answer's not there. You know, I'm sure I've shared this before. Our children learn their identity by looking at their parents, not by looking in a mirror. When they're infants, they learn by looking at the face of a loving father and mother that they're precious, that they're worth dying for. As Christians, our identity and everything in life just starts to make sense when we get out of our heads and see how much God loves us and what he did for us on the cross. It all starts to fall in place. There's the answer.
Yeah, and it's such a simple thing. And yet there's a hesitancy because maybe we want to deny our own suffering. And so Jesus didn't deny his suffering, and he wants to offer that to us, and he wants us to remember that. And there's nothing morose or dark about that. It's beautiful because it's through that cross that he rose again. But without the Good Friday, we don't have Easter Sunday. So let's let ourselves be reminded of Good Friday.
Yeah, so let's pray. Let's pray. And I'd ask you just to close your eyes for just a second, unless you're driving, and just think about Jesus on the cross. Jesus, thank you for what you did for us. Thanks for not only showing us the face of the Father in your love for us on the cross, but showing our own faces to us, for helping us to make some sense out of our pains, our struggles, our trials, that you're with us in the midst of it all. Changes everything. Amen.
Amen.